Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you today?
I am very well. Thank you, Rachel. How are you going?
Oh, doing very well. We're not alone here, though. Do you want to introduce the other person on the line?
It would be my absolute pleasure to introduce Jess Crompton, who is one part or co-founder of Jawline... Jawline Dance Co, which is a dance company that has emerged out of Tamaki Makaurau in the last couple of years. Welcome, Jess.
Welcome, Jess.
Hello.
And we're here to talk about Jess's, about Jawline's newest double bill, which is Vivid Dreaming, which is a dance double bill which opens tomorrow night. So, Jess, talk to us about Vivid Dreaming. The concept of it as an overview it sounds fascinating.
The show is. It's a double bill, so it's two separate works. And the reason it's called Vivid Dreaming, I guess, is we were trying to think of a way that we can link them concept-wise. And we love exploring the surreal and things that are a little bit wacky, and a dream state seemed to be a really good way to do that. So the works are quite different in themselves, but the kind of overarching theme is that it sits in this kind of surreal world, and that it's about living out kind of your daily fears and stresses to their full extent in that dream world.
Wow. So your work, Puffy Sob, which is...
Yes.
What a name.
Title.
Thank you. I have a list of them on my phone for this.
I love it. Talk to me a little bit just about your process. So, you know, when you're making dance work, these are very strong concepts, but how do you then get them onto the floor? What's a part of that that process for you?
There's lots of different ways you can do it. I guess I, at the moment, still work in kind of a relatively stock standard way of working for contemporary dance. Because that's what we've been taught, but lots of people since leaving like tertiary education find different ways of doing it. How I work at the moment is it's really collaborative contemporary dance, so it's not so much me standing in front of a mirror going 5, 6, 7, 8. I come in with a concept.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, I wish. It's more about me kind of coming in with a concept, and then I'll give the dancers some kind of task to make material, and from there we kind of put it together collaboratively. So it's very much a give and take exchange, and it's the dancers coming up with the movement essentially. So if you can give them the right words and the tools that they need to get what you're looking for, it's a really rewarding exchange and a really fascinating way to collaborate.
I think it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think when we typically think of choreography, there's some kind of auteur at the front of the room who's sort of commanding, and the way you're describing it, it's almost like somewhere between a curatorial process and a director or a dramaturge. So you're saying, how might we, and kind of working together. Tell me, what's that relationship then like with yourself and Carla? Because Carla obviously is the other co-founder of the company. Does Carla work similarly? Do you have sort of complementary processes there?
Yeah, I think we do. The reason that Carla and I started working together was we, at uni, halfway through the year, you put on a show that you choreograph yourselves and you, all your other classmates dance in your work, and you kind of, it's a show that we make ourselves. And the collaboration just went really well. And then we did it again when we were in third year, and it went well again. So we really enjoy working together. I think we do have a process that's synonymous. We have different interests and a different eye for things. I tend to kind of go to Carla with all of these ideas that I have no idea how they're going to work, and Carla's really good at being like, okay, right. Guess we'll figure that one out then.
Oh, sounds like a good partnership then.
I think there's Sorry, you go.
No, I was just going to ask, because I'm interested in, like, when we're talking about these ideas, like, where do you pull your inspiration or your ideas from? Do they come from other dance works? I mean, obviously, these the notion of, like, that kind of emotional distance and stuff is quite kind of cerebral. But, yeah, where else are you looking to when you're getting inspiration for your work?
Yeah, I think... Carla and I together have a shared love of stuff that kind of sits in a little bit of a sci-fi realm, which is kind of interesting because in terms of my inspiration for myself, definitely other dance shows. I always feel more inspired or creative after I've come out of a show. But I mean, movies, TV, anything. For me, my interests lie within human experience and watching that play out in abstract ways and trying to give, I guess, like a non-biased view of things that people do, whether they're, you know, whether the audience might think they're good or not good, but just a way of displaying, stuff that we do without having any connotations to it.
I love that, and I must admit, when I go to dance works, I am often sort of confronted with these embodied things that sometimes you can't quite put your finger on it in your daily life, and then you see it being embodied. And also, dancers are just extraordinary, being able to communicate with their whole bodies, that you go, that's what I feel when I'm, you know, brushing my teeth or whatever. That sort of feeling of unease or uncertainty, that dancer is doing that move exactly how I feel. Which is, I mean, look, that's why we go to the theatre, isn't it?
Oh, exactly.
Sob. So you've got the work, it opens on the 30th, which is tomorrow, and it's at the Old Folks Ass, which is just around the corner from Kay Road. How can people get along to Vivid Dreaming?
It's actually opening on the 31st.
Oh,
until the 3rd.
That might
be our fault. Anyway, how can you go? You can get tickets on Eventfinder. You can search Jawline Dance, and they are also in the link in our Instagram bio, which is just at Jawline Dance Co. And all you need to do is buy a ticket and come along. It's going to be a good time.
So you've got opening on the 31st, you run to the 3rd of April, so it's a very short season because dancers put their bodies through the absolute shamush. So you've only got a very limited opportunity to see it. It's very exciting and wonderful that you and your company are able to put work up at the moment. That's really lovely to hear that live.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing indeed when we can talk about live dance and live theatre. Thank you so much, both of you, for speaking with us this morning. Alice, always, and Jess, it's been very lovely to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck and enjoy the performances. And if people are heading along, be quick on those tickets. You don't want to miss out. Thank you both so much. Have a lovely rest of your morning.
Gorgeous. Thanks, Rach. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, Alice.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.